Hey guys, it's Joe again. I just figured I'd shoot you guys a quick podcast. Let's see. It's 1701 on the 9th of July. I just got off work, well, 2 hours ago. I think I want to keep doing these podcasts. I find it that I enjoy it, and hopefully, you guys will too eventually once I figure out what exactly it is that I'm doing here. I figured we'd talk today about writing. I started writing when I was, oh, probably 13 or 14 years old. It started out with X-Men fan fiction that was absolutely atrocious. I went back probably 2 years after I started writing and looked at the stuff, and it was just it was awful. And this is, me probably 15 years ago saying that. So it was really bad. The writing that I do now primarily consists of role playing, but not in the traditional sense like most people think of role playing. When most people hear role playing, they think Dungeons and Dragons and a bunch of nerds in a basement with dice bags and all dressed up in homemade capes and stuff. Which is not to say that I don't enjoy a good game of D&D, because it can be quite magical. But the writing that I do is all text-based. There's no dice rolls or skill points or anything like that. It's all about storytelling. The writing that I do, I guess the easiest way to describe it is turn-based message board text-only writing. So basically what happens is, say I'm working in the DC universe from DC Comics. One person would take on the role of Superman, one person would take on the role of Batman, one person would take on the role of, say, Wonder Woman, and then each writer plays that character as they would a role, basically. Most of my experience, almost all of my writing experience is in the Marvel Comics universe. I've primarily stuck with the X-Men because that's probably the subject that I know the most about. I started, like I said, I started writing way back in the day when I was 13 or so. Just before, I guess it was just before my parents actually got divorced. And I was fortunate enough to find a wonderful group of people that kind of took me in and taught me how to not be such a crappy writer, if I may. I played at a place that was based in the X-Men Evolution universe, and I played a whole bunch of original characters that I made up, and then I actually inherited from his current writer the character of Logan or Wolverine. The guy that I inherited him from, inherited him from, excuse me, was he'd been playing Wolverine for ages by that point, and he actually offered him to me before anybody else. And obviously, I would be stupid not to jump at that chance, and so I took on the character of Wolverine, and I kind of stuck with it throughout my writing career. I specifically looked for places once that place kind of slowed down and people started migrating away. As you know, it happens that way with all RPGs, role-playing games. Real life intrudes, and almost every single RPG that you'll ever find that's this style of RPGs slows down around the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and usually doesn't pick up again for a regular flow until usually it's like right at the start of summer, because you know, everybody's got finals and things like that and stuff that's going on and that they're dealing with. And so there are slow periods in writing, but anyway, like I said, I would specifically look for message boards and stuff that did not have a Wolverine player, I guess. And I have kind of carried that with me, and the character has evolved in my head, and in my writing, to a point that I've got about three or four different core versions that I play, if I have an active game, where I need to play him. There's different time periods I can play him as. You know, I've done, back in the past before the X-Men, I've done as the leader of the X-Men, I've done based in the movie universe and in the cartoon universe and in the comic and the Ultimate universe and things. And so that's probably what a lot of my early writing was playing Wolverine. And it kind of, it was good and bad. It taught me that I do have my own style of writing, and I do like things a certain way, and my formatting and things are specific to me, and that's actually a really helpful thing when you know what your style is and what you are good at and what you enjoy. It makes the writing so much easier. And so once I got out of that mode, I was in the army for a while, and I didn't write much because I didn't have access to a computer, and you know, being in the army it's a pretty busy day, so I didn't have a whole lot of free time to sit down and write. But once I came out of the military, I started writing again, and I branched out a little bit here and there, tried some different things. I did a little bit of Harry Potter, some Spider-Man. I tried some DC Universe stuff, but it just didn't stick. Nor did the Harry Potter. I got into comic books and the kind of fantasy world and stuff, through the X-Men, and so Marvel will always be home for me. I can appreciate, you know, Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and the Flash and Green Lantern and all the really great characters that a lot of people kind of push aside just because they're DC. A lot of Marvel fans are like that. They, you know, oh, if it doesn't have the Marvel logo on it, it's not worth reading. But you know, every comic property has its problems, and you know, you may just not like the writer that's writing it at the time. But anyway, like I said, my knowledge base and my comfort zone was Marvel Comics, and so I just kind of stuck with that until I found a place. I think I've been there almost a year now. That was based in the Firefly universe, called, and I think I mentioned this in the last podcast. It's a place called BigDamnVerse.net, and I'll put the description, or I'll put the link in the description down below. And they are some of the best writers, just technically and creatively, I think, that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. I say working with, I'm playing with them, because I don't, you know, there's the saying, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, and it's very true. I don't, it's not work for me. I enjoy writing with just about everybody that I write with, which is a blessing. So anyway, I've been there about a year, and I've probably produced more material there, than I have just about anywhere else. I think the only other place that I might have done more work consistently is a place called Wolverine Files, and I don't remember if it's .com or .net, but I'll put that link in the description as well. And it's a Wolverine fan site, and their forums have a section for fan fiction and writing and stuff. And there are two writers, Kat and Gorvar, Gorvar. And I don't know why I'm spelling this to you, like you're just gonna run off and, you know, go look this guy up. But you totally should, because he's awesome. I think that's probably the biggest single body of work that I've ever put together, is the work that I've done there on that board. And like I said, it's play. It's fun for me. Yeah, I'm playing Firefly. I recently, after the Avengers movie came out, started looking for an Avengers board just to see what was out there and stuff. And I played on a board for a short time where I played Iron Man, Tony Stark, and it was a blast. I had a great time there. Due to a disagreement with the administration on that board, I was banned. So that's fun. And you'll find people that you just can't. You can't get along with for one reason or another, and it may be your fault, it may be their fault, it may be nobody's fault. You just can't get along with these folks, and so I left that board, not by my own choosing. I would absolutely recommend it, and I'll see if I can't get that link down in the description as well, because there are some fantastic writers there. And actually, I actually just started playing on a board that's set here in Houston. And it's a zombie apocalypse style board, and it's really making me stretch and be creative and stuff as a writer, and that's part of why I write, is because obviously one, I enjoy it, but also to push myself and stretch and do new things and be creative and just see what comes out. I'm having a lot of fun there, and I'll definitely put that link as well in the description. And I don't know why I'm just telling you guys that I'm gonna keep putting it in the description. I'll just go ahead and, pretty much any place that I mention, I'll see if I can't put the link in. But yeah, so that's a not too brief rundown of the writing that I do and that I enjoy and stuff. And so I guess I will let you guys go for the moment. Once again, I have no quote prepared. For my quote of the day type deal. So yeah, I will let you guys go, and I will see you next time.